Hello, everybody. You are listening to Hobosode number 122. It's July 25th, 2018, and this one is sponsored by a random. Let's make some phone calls or something.
Hello, patron. Hey, John, can I help you?
Hi there. This is Roy from the corporate office with Hobo.
Okay.
And there's a guy in there right now, a customer.
Uh-huh.
And we know who this guy is. He's got this problem with narcolepsy. He's like a sleepwalker, and he's actually
okay. He's
asleep right now. We need you to wake him up. Like he's sleepwalking.
Okay, which one?
Do you see the one? It's the one closest to your counter right now. Do you see him? That one over there.
There's two.
Yeah, the one that looks a little bit more sleepy like.
Not really.
Like he thinks, which color shirts do they have?
One has a tie-dye shirt.
What's the other one? It's hard
gray.
Yeah, it must be that one, because it's hard to see on the camera. The color doesn't come out the same, but yeah, it's not the tie-dye
shirt. Jamal?
No, we just need to get this taken care of real quick. Can you walk over there and just wake up the guy in the gray shirt?
Are you sure he's asleep?
Yeah, I know he looks awake. We've had this problem with him before. He comes into a lot of our stores. But we don't want him getting back in his car and driving off when he's asleep. It's dangerous.
I understand. I will. Can I call my manager?
If you want to. But is he coming up to the counter yet? The guy in the gray shirt?
No.
Can you walk over there real quick and just clap your hands in front of his face? And get him to wake up?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm completely serious. This guy, he's got a real problem with sleepwalking.
Are you sure?
Sure about what?
Are you sure that he's asleep?
I'm positive.
Because he doesn't look asleep.
I know, he's like a chronic sleepwalker. He's always had this problem. Can you just...
Can you call Jamal?
No, he's in your store right now. We don't want him to get in his car when he's still asleep. Can you go over there and clap your hands in front of his face?
I think this is just, all a joke. Seriously, I really do.
No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. We need to help this guy.
All right, well, I have to deal with this one customer. Can you wait just a second?
Sure, no problem. Uh-oh, she's tattling on me. He's fixing to call Jamal, I think. I heard.
Yeah, I know.
The guy probably thinks she's crazy.
All right, so he's at my counter now.
Okay, clap your hands right in front of his face really hard.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It's the only way. You gotta get, his eyes are open, he looks alert,
No. But
you gotta wake him up.
Are you sure? Because he just asked me if you were Larry.
Larry? What, did you tell him about the sleeping?
Yes.
Well, he's not gonna know that he's asleep. He's sleepwalking. Just clap your hands in front of his face. Try and scare him.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to feel stupid.
I know this is weird, but...
I've never had a phone call like this.
Yeah, just clap your hands in front of his face real quick.
Okay, there, I did it. Nothing.
Is he woke up?
He didn't do anything. He's the same as he was.
Can you put him on the phone? I'll see if, maybe I can scare him awake or something.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yep.
This is Roy from the corporate office. You need to wake up.
I need what?
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Well, I'm trying to. I got a coffee here. I'm trying to.
I know, but I don't think you're aware of this, but you're sleepwalking. You have narcolepsy.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, we just need to get you to wake up.
All right. Well, I'll try to wake up as I go out the door, man.
Well, no, wait. Can you not go out the door yet? Put that girl back on the phone. We need to try something else.
Hello?
Okay, get a hot dog and like, wave the hot dog under his nose. That'll wake him up.
Well, we don't have a hot dog.
Anything that smells strong. Oh, shit, she's picking back up.
Hello? Hello?
Jamal?
Jamal, he's a little busy right now. Oh, shit. Aw, man.
She hung up. That girl probably thinks she's asleep at this point. She's like, what the hell? I called Jamal. Some lady answered. Who the fuck was that? Jamal must be cheating. For those of you who don't know, that was the old dial tone trick. She was trying to pick up her phone, and I heard her picking up, so I played a recording of a dial tone, let her dial a number, and then I played a recording of a ringing phone, and then I answered as Carol. I was hoping for better results, but she just hung up on me. So I've got a list here. It's of a gas station convenience store type chain thing called Hobo Pantry. Have I done Hobo Pantry before? It kind of sounds familiar. Maybe I'm thinking of that hobo department store, hardware store, whatever thing that I used to call, or I used to call their customers or something like that. But these are called Hobo Pantries, and they were sent to me by Will. Thank you, Will, for sending me a list of these Hobo Pantries. I don't know if I'm going to call all of them right now, but I'll call a few of them and try and wake up some customers.
Good to go. Just speaking, let me help you.
Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a customer in your store right now. He's actually asleep. He's sleepwalking. We see him on the security camera. Do you see the one in there that's sleepwalking?
He's what?
He's sleepwalking. He looks like he's awake. His eyes are open, but he's sleepwalking. Hello? Dang it.
Entry number, Crystal, may I help you?
Hey, Crystal, this is Roy from the corporate office with Hobo Pantry.
Uh-huh.
And there's a customer in there right now. He's been in our stores before. He is, he's actually sleepwalking right now.
He's what?
He's sleepwalking. He's asleep right now. He looks like he's awake and his eyes are open, but he's sleepwalking. Do you see
okay,
which one I mean?
You have a good night, okay?
Well, no, I'm serious, ma'am.
Hobo Pantry speaking.
Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Hobo Pantry.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy in there right now. We've had problems with him before. He's actually sleepwalking right now. Do you see which one I mean? He's got his eyes open and it looks like he's awake, but he's actually sleepwalking.
How do he look?
Do you see which one I mean?
No, sir. Not right now.
He's the one in the plain shirt over there. See him?
In the golf shirt?
Yeah.
Well, he's not sleepwalking. He's actually awake.
No. He looks like he's awake. He's a chronic sleepwalker. He's got narcolepsy. This happens all the time. He's been in our stores before. We just need you to wake him up real quick.
Okay.
Like, can you walk over there? Like, do you have a cordless phone or...
Hold on. I think I can do it like this.
Like if you could just like clap your hands in front of his face really hard several times.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Is that her clapping? That can't be, right? I thought that was something else.
He woke. He woke? Like he's awake.
Oh,
I did it like three times.
Oh, you clapped in front of his face?
Yeah.
How did he...
He said cough?
No, I said clap. You know, clap your hands right in front of his face.
Three times.
Scare him awake.
Yeah, he's awake.
How do you know?
I clapped three times in his face. He's still the same.
What'd you do? What did he do when you clapped in front of his face?
why are you doing that?
But he wasn't angry, was he?
No, not at all.
I think it's because he's asleep still. He's, like, still in a dream state, and he just thinks, you know, like, oh, that's, you know, weird things happen in your dreams. He probably just thinks he's dreaming.
Oh.
Can you kick him in his shins?
You want me to kick him in his knee?
Yeah, like in his shins, you know, where it really hurts.
Okay, is this a joke or is this serious?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. Do you have hot dogs there?
I have no hot dogs here.
Okay, what do you have that smells? Like, we got to wave something under his nose, like smelling salts?
Nothing. I have anything just for him to smell.
Can he take his keys? He can't be driving in this state.
Okay, is it okay if I call the police or something?
No, don't do that. No, this isn't a police matter. Don't be
okay,
silly.
Okay, hold on real quick. Hold on.
Okay. I can't believe she clapped in front of his face. It sucks they don't have hot dogs.
You? Yeah, about you. Hey.
Let me see. I hear someone asking something about a name tag. Was that another clap?
Yeah.
You got the wrong man, baby.
Sir, do we have dreads in his head?
Yeah. Hey, look, I got to tell you something, though, real quick, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
All right, listen.
Hey, lame-o. You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show.
It was a trick. I was just tricking you.
See, this is why I'm happy. I told him.
I
knew it was a prank.
You told him you knew it was a prank?
Yeah, that's what he just said. Look, he just said that too.
Is he gone? Is he still in there?
No, he's still in here.
Oh, that's good.
Still here. Yes, I just said that. I think it's a joke.
Okay, can I talk to him real quick? I'm going to find out
what his
feelings are on this.
Okay. You want to talk to you real quick? I apologize.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Hobo Pantry.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to apologize for my employee's actions. She's a little crazy. She's working a double. And she thinks everyone else is asleep because she's almost asleep. You know?
Yes, sir.
So, what was it like to have her come up and just clap her hands in front of your face?
I was wondering what she was doing. I was starting to call I started to call straight to the nut ward over there in Ozark.
Yeah. Well, here's the weird thing. Like, and this is going to be hard to believe, but it's actually her that's asleep. Can you go clap your hands in front of her face?
Yeah, I can do that for you, sir.
Yeah, just really, really loud.
I'm gonna tell I'm Romeo.
Wake her up.
Wake up.
Because if we don't get her woke up, she's gonna like.
Okay, let me make sure she don't get it.
We don't want her to like shortchange people.
Huh?
We don't want her to shortchange people.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Huh?
Who's this?
Who it is?
Oh, is this still the person that got clapped at?
Yeah.
She didn't kick you in the shins, did she?
Yeah, I think she damaged my kneecap.
Did she really kick you?
Yes.
I kick you that hard.
I think she damaged my kneecap. I'm finna fall over now.
Oh, man, I would file a lawsuit against her if I were you.
Huh?
I would file a lawsuit immediately.
You don't file a lawsuit.
I said I would. If I were you, I would file a lawsuit.
I wouldn't do that to her. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
This used to be my high school sweetheart.
Oh, really?
She done got a lucky guy.
But what happened?
How you
what,
doing?
Why'd you guys break up?
What's going on?
How come you guys broke up? Did she break up with you or did you break up with her?
She broke up with me.
Why? What'd you do?
She was leaving the state.
Give me the phone.
Oh, that's no excuse. Why couldn't she bring you with her?
I don't know. I still answer that question today. I come on. She married right now then.
I know, but like she would be married to you if she could have just brought you with her when she left the state.
She would have been married to me and we would have came together.
No. Yeah, what? Oh, man.
That's all right. That's
messed up.
Sir?
Yeah, I said that's messed up. What's her problem? I think she was like, she just couldn't figure out how to get out of the relationship. And she's just like, you know what? I'm going to leave the state. And then he asked to break up with me.
Well, I was thinking about that. He took me about 10 years to catch back up with her.
Oh, my God.
I told him.
Hey, could you tell her to shut the fuck up real quick?
Hey, he said stop back. He said stop
back.
Harassment, right.
He got to go, sir.
Okay, ma'am, you need to stop raping the customers.
I know. This man just tried. Sir, I would never disrespect anybody like that. Okay? I've been a rape victim myself, so I would never disrespect anybody that
you would only you would only kick the customers in the knees and stuff, right?
No, only on the side.
Oh, okay.
I kick them hard.
All right. Well.
Whatever. I ain't kicking your back.
Yep, I was suggesting to him that he should definitely sue you for kicking him in the knees and clapping in front of his face. And breaking his heart. And breaking his heart, most importantly.
Sir, have a great day, sir.
All right, fine. You too.
Bye.
Bye. That's got to be the weirdest call that's happened all week. And why would I continue to make calls after all of that? I think this is over. The Hobosode is finished. It's definitely not going to get any weirder than that, but I guess we could listen to a voicemail, right? Let's see if I have any voicemails from Patreon people. Here's one.
Hey, Brian, it's Nico.
Hey, Nico.
Because I want to say thank you.
Okay.
Finally, throwing that stupid homeowners list away where everybody knows it's a prank.
Yeah.
I'd love that you threw that away, finally.
It was a big one.
And hopefully somebody can send you in some new lists.
Okay. Actually, I just found one just right before I found this other list of hobo pantry things. I found a new homeowners list, brand new from 2018, from this month even. Like they do a newsletter every month, I guess, and they have the phone directory in every single newsletter, it seems like, I think. Something like that. So I'm going to use that one and try and do the dream thing soon.
Homeowners, and then those calls will get funny again. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
And this new one, it's not a huge list either. It's a reasonably sized list. Thank you, Random, for sponsoring this Hobosode. And thank you, everyone else, for listening and supporting the show and being members of the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Patreon, shame on you for listening to this Hobosode without being a supporter of the Patreon. You big fucking jerk, you should make things right and join the Patreon. All right, thanks, everyone. Bye.
Place to plug it in. Why didn't I pay more attention in grade 10 French? At the time, it seemed kinda lame.
I know you have time because you're a hobo. You don't have a job.
I work, sir. I work still. And don't tell me and quit calling me a hobo.